Hey there, digital explorers. Welcome back to Digital Minimalism, Detox Your Mind Daily. I'm your host, Jake Carter, here to help you reclaim your time, sanity, and maybe even a little bit of that sweet, sweet sleep. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of notifications? Like your phone is more of a lifeline than a tool? You know that feeling when you open an app just for a quick check and suddenly 2 hours have vanished into the ether? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We're not doomed to live enslaved by our screens. This podcast is all about taking back control, one digital declutter at a time. And today, we're diving into Start Small, Simple Steps to Reduce Digital Clutter. No drastic overhauls here, folks. Just tiny tweaks that make a huge difference. First things first, let's talk about the why. Why is reducing digital clutter so important? Because, my friends, it's not just about freeing up space on your phone. It's about freeing up space in your mind. When you're constantly bombarded by information and notifications, it's hard to focus, think clearly, and even relax. Think of your brain like a muscle. It needs rest to recharge. Digital clutter is the mental equivalent of a marathon runner sprinting without ever stopping for a break. So, how do we ditch the digital noise? It starts with awareness. Track your screen time for a week. You'll be surprised by just how much time you spend scrolling, clicking, and swiping. Then, identify the apps that suck up the most time and ask yourself, do I really need this? Does it add value to my life? If not, it's time to hit that uninstall button. It's like Marie Kondo for your phone, but way less awkward. Next, let's talk about notifications. Those little red badges can be incredibly seductive, whispering promises of new content and updates. But the truth is, most of them are just distractions. Turn off non-essential notifications. Imagine yourself as a general directing traffic. You don't need every soldier reporting in with minor updates, right? Focus your attention where it matters most, real conversations, important tasks, and things that genuinely bring you joy. Speaking of joy, what about those social media platforms that promise connection but often leave us feeling empty? It's okay to take a break. Remember, life is happening offline too. Schedule specific times for checking social media, just like you would schedule a meeting or a workout. This helps create boundaries and prevents it from consuming your entire day. Now, let's talk about something crucial. Mindful scrolling. When you do find yourself on your phone, be present. Engage with the content thoughtfully. Ask yourself, what am I actually getting out of this? If it's just mindless scrolling for a dopamine hit, it might be time to step away. Remember, the goal isn't to become a digital hermit. It's to use technology consciously and intentionally. I remember back in college, before smartphones were even a thing, I used to spend hours reading books in the library, lost in other worlds. Those were some of my most peaceful and productive moments. And you know what? It didn't require sacrificing anything else. It just required making a conscious choice to unplug and focus on something else. Take that experience and apply it to your own life. Maybe instead of scrolling through social media during your lunch break, you could take a walk outside, read a chapter of a book, or have a real conversation with a coworker. Those small changes can make a world of difference in how you feel and how much energy you have at the end of the day. Remember, guys, this isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Every little step you take towards reducing digital clutter is a win. Start small, stay consistent, and before you know it, you'll be feeling lighter, more focused, and more in control of your time and attention. And that, my friends, is the real digital detox. So, what are you waiting for? Take action today. Turn off those non-essential notifications, schedule some digital free time, and rediscover the joy of being present in the real world. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who might need a little digital declutter inspiration. Until next time, keep it mindful, keep it real, and keep exploring.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.